The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right. Hey, I like to play Tough Guy Radio DJ from time to time, and I do it on Northern Michigan's Q100. I've got a free view of the latest Insane Asylum. Don't blame me. I didn't think of the name of the show. But this is the 156th show of the Insane Asylum, heard on Northern Michigan's Q100. I'm giving you a couple of the segments right here. I pick all of the music. You know, it's kind of, this is a great radio station because they're like, they're not run by consultants. It's a last of a dying breed, mom and pop, like legit, you know? Anyway, if you download the WQON app, WQON on the App Store, you can take them with you. My show is on the coveted midnight to 2 a.m. time slot on Sunday morning. It is absolutely the deadest time for audience. No one listens to this show. You can get it on the Patreon in its entirety before it even hits the air with no commercials. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. $5 or $10 a month. $5 a month, all the audio. $10 a month, all the audio, all the video, all the live streams. Now, with 11 bonus episodes each and every week on my Patreon. Commercial free, powered by you, the audience. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view of The Insane Asylum.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane.
Yeah, well, there's not a sixth grader in the world that I can't beat up.
On Q100, the only place for rock and roll.
Marvin, what do you make of all this?
Man, I don't even have an opinion.
Well, you gotta have an opinion. I mean, do you think that God came down from heaven and stopped...
Oh, man,
I
shot Marvin in the face.
Why did you do that?
I didn't mean to do it. It was an accident.
Show number 156 has begun right now. Thank you for being part of the Insane Asylum. JC's Tales from the Road coming up at the end of segment number 3, and just big, big plans tonight. Thank you for being here. We're going to start it off. My gosh, 2 from Montrose from that amazing debut. Rock the Nation, Q100.
Do it, ain't nothing. Too many
The Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band in Aberdeen, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. Two from Montrose ahead of that. I know my pal JC is a big fan of, anything Montrose related. I mean, my God, he gave the band their name. Ronnie Montrose was like, what do we call this band? And JC said, how about Montrose? Well, Ronnie smacked him right in the face. He said, it'll smack the taste right out of your mouth. I don't like that. And JC, well, he beat Ronnie's ass. And he actually forced him to do it. He said, you will call this band Montrose. I was going to back off, but you smacked the hell out of me. But there you go. Anyway, that isn't one of JC's tales from the road, but it very well could be. The last time we spoke, because last week I had a replay show. Wasn't a fresh show last week. So I didn't get a chance to do the rebuttal from 2 weeks ago. The story about when JC introduced the band Rainbow as America's gay or the world's gayest band or something like that. It was crazy. Richie Blackmore never forgave him. Anyway, JC concerning that writes, I did not introduce them as the world's gayest band. I said Gaelic band. I was wearing a kilt and convinced Richie to wear one as well. Unfortunately, we were wearing Irish plaid, not Scottish, and the audience didn't take too kindly to any of this. They started booing. Richie and I then flashed. Wait a minute. Richie, I didn't pre-read this. Richie and I then flashed our naughty bits. Oh, my God. This is R-rated. And it was like that scene out of Braveheart. Crazy stuff. Rainbow, never welcome back to Scotland. Boy, that JC, he's a sick, sick puppy. We'll have another edition of JC's Tales from the Road at the end of segment number 3. When we come back, I'll kick off segment number 2 with one by the Archangels. A song called Shape I'm In. Part of the Insane Asylum coming up next on Q100.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Hot Voice, is it hard trying to act like you're not in love with me?
Yeah.
That's right.
The Insane Asylum with Eric Zane on Q100.
And no, you cannot have my number.
The only place for rock and roll.
We'll be right back. I'm caving in. Hell's Kitchen. You might have thrown seven, and it started at eight. Now you want some food, I'd better not be late. Cause all the food is eaten. I said, let's go down to the Pharaoh's Kitchen. All the people eating, all the people eating.
Colonel Bruce Hampton, Pharaoh's Kitchen, part of the Insane Asylum. Love that. Colonel Bruce, also damn good actor. He played in Sling Blade. He was part of Doyle's band. Remember that scene when Doyle is in the living room with the guys and they're discussing music? And Doyle flips out in a rage, throws a beer bottle. It was ugly. Also heard from Leopold in his Fiction. Song called I'm Caving In and the Archangels with Shape I'm In. In the next segment, it's kind of like a mixture of butt rock. And then on the backside of that, we've got, I said butt rock and backside. That's weird. JC's Tales from the Road featuring a horrible, horrible incident with the band Godsmack, where JC actually made Sully cry. How disgusting is that? There's video of this too online that you got to see. So in the next segment, I'll kick it off with Vince Neil before he gained 800 pounds, his version of the Hollies' Long Cool Woman, part of the Insane Asylum on Q100. That is it. My free view of the Insane Asylum full show is on patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you, folks. Bye-bye.